This is the Leapcast, where we talk about how today's current events impact your real life. If you are tired of politics, or you are just exhausted from the spin, this show is for you. My name is Andrew Lieb, and every week I host a talk radio show breaking down the news from an independent point of view. We discuss real estate, business, and your health, hear from the experts, and learn the truth on the Leapcast.
Personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Lieb.
Lauren's back.
Hello. I missed everybody on our two episodes last week because I was sick.
She sounds like a freaking robot. You hear that, Morty? She's like, hello, I miss everybody because I was sick. Double origato for that Mrs. Mean. Roboto.
Can you see my middle finger?
Mean. And I do that because, Morty, the reason she was sick is our boy Ari has the daycare plague, and he just keeps bringing back different things. And whenever he doesn't like when we tell him to do, we say to him, Morty, we go, come sit at the table. He goes, mommy, mean. Mommy, mean.
Every time you tell him to do anything that he doesn't want to do, it's mean.
Yeah, but I definitely sympathize with the daycare plague. I remember walking my kids into daycare in the winter, and it's just like a chorus of coughs and sneezing, and my kids would come home with all these things. But thankfully, for the past like year and a half, there have been nothing.
Oh, wow.
They've been the healthiest they've ever been. Poo, poo, poo.
We had lovely.
They did make poo, poo, poo.
Fingers crossed.
We had Grandma Carla watching my son for all of the pandemic. And then she said she's on a hard retirement as soon as everybody got vaccines. So we put him in daycare. 5 days later, the plague.
And the daycare plague, for those that don't know, is that the kids somehow believe that the way you're supposed to play with toys is to eat them. And so they all suck on all the toys at daycare. And Ari comes home, and he's good. He comes home. He's good. Actually, today when I dropped him off at daycare, Lauren, he jumped out of the car and just walked on in on his own. It was like, peace out, homie. And
I can do that.
Yeah, it was great. But he brings home these things that are like, it's not sick like, we're not sick like COVID sick. We're not sick like measles sick. We're sick like slightly debilitating where you almost look good. So everyone assumes you're good, but you feel like you've been punched in the gut at all times. So I think when they do, you know, Biden's been big on bringing childcare. And I think what they need is they need to incorporate some sort of parental disability thing, because once your kid goes to childcare, you're going to get sick. There's just no way around it. Like, there,
it's not just that you're getting sick. It's that, well, right now you have to wait until the positive COVID test or the negative COVID test, and they don't accept the rapid test. So that was 3 days there.
So basically, you get a call, ring, 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 and they go, come pick up your kid. So Lauren jets out of work. That's a half day missed anyway. She gets out of work and they go, you got to go to the doctor and get a COVID test. So she makes an appointment and the doctor could see him that day. It's good stuff. So we go to the doctor and the school said you can't come back until, what was it, 24 hours or 48?
Well, it's 24 hours after the fever. And then it is, you have to have the note from the doctor. And the doctor needs to give you the negative COVID test, which takes 3 days.
So, again, that's what I'm trying to break down so people understand. It's not that you just go to the doctor and get the COVID test. It's that the COVID test results take so long. And I got news for you. LA just closed up your mouths again.
Yeah,
they put the mask mandate back. And this
for
Delta,
everybody, not just people who are unvaccinated, for everybody.
Yes, Delta variant, man. Long Island, I think the Newsday reported 77% increase just this past week. And as a business owner, I'm starting to freak out a little. Like, I don't know. Well, the good news about being a business owner, if this happens, is maybe daycare will close and Grandma Carla will come back and then we won't have COVID disaster anymore.
And Grandma Carla will come to my house too.
I wouldn't see why she wouldn't want to be the chazaka sitter. So
I think Grandma's done.
Morty, can you just do me a solid? And
sure.
I'm just going to sidetrack for a second. I had lunch with my buddy Alan the other day and he says he listens to the show. And Alan said, can you explain chazaka? And I tried to. And I didn't feel like I did a good job job, and I feel like we haven't explained it in a while that you're the chazaka. I just, it's kind of like, you know, when they go, when you're watching a movie and they're like, I do not know a word for it in English. And so I do not know a word for it in English. So can you just tell us what it means to be the chazaka to you? Not maybe a chazaka in other parlance. Maybe you go in your friends and they call you the chazaka. That's different. Morty, the chazaka for us, what does it mean to you when we are like, chazaka, what's up?
Well, you named me it, so maybe you can explain, but...
Well, I would tell you, I think it's because you're righteous. I think that you bring, like, a wonderful energy. You're always looking for the optimism, always looking for the goodness, and you're trying to bring... And so the problem is, again, I do not know how to say it in English. Okay.
So let me explain. So chazaka comes from chazak, which means strength. But what the reason why you started calling me the chazaka is when I started appearing on the Leapcast, I came on for 2 weeks in a row. And then when I came on the third time, I told you, well, if I'm going to come on a third time, then I have what's known as a chazaka, which means, for example, like if you're in synagogue and you do the same thing, like you get a certain aliyah, I mean, you're called up to the Torah, or you are leading a certain service and you do it three times in a row, that's known as a chazaka, and they should continue giving that to you because you've asserted your strength.
See, I have no idea.
On that service.
I have no idea what things mean. I've been calling them this whole time, and I should just start calling them the hat trick. Because in hockey, he might speak the synagogue and the temple, but I speak hockey. So maybe we should call you the hat trick, because that's also three, and a natural hat trick is three in a row. So...
Right, but it means like you can take it away from that person. That's why it's strength.
So it's like the mic. Yeah.
They've earned it.
You've earned the mic.
Yeah.
Morty's earned the mic.
We also can't call you turkey when you get a turkey when you're bowling three times right. in a row now. That would be a bad connotation.
Turkey.
Turkey.
Speaking of all these sports, Lauren, and I actually wanted to talk to Morty, and I know we're not like on a show topic, but I'm just kind of elated you're back. And no,
even
seriously.
You made fun of me talking like a robot.
I didn't make fun of you. You talked like a robot. Don't speak like a robot. I just call it as it is. Like
I'm just like talking...
No, you are now. You've been perfect now. But when you introduce yourself, you're like, double origato for Mr. Roboto. Double.
And you know, you were
double.
And you're also feeling empty because she's been on the show for a long time. So she clearly has a chazaka. So when she's not.
Oh!
I was on 193
exactly.
episodes.
So when she's not here, you really feel that lack of strength.
Well, you know, chazaka. And I'm not talking to the lady chazaka.
Miss chazaka.
Miss chazaka. You know, like it's the basketball on the basketball teams. They have men's basketball. When you're in like a sports team, they're like, are you going to the basketball game? Or the lady basketball team. We're not talking the lady chazaka. We put lady before that. But we did have a good fill-in last week, and I was pretty pumped about that when we had Ian Begley.
Yeah, it was a great spot.
Yeah, it was really kind of cool of what we were talking about. And it goes to my question for you, and I want to address this because we had Ian on, Lauren, while you were gone. I don't know if you listened to
I
it.
I did listen.
And so Ian was talking about NCAA athletes. Well, not just NCAA, college athletes, except in New York, it doesn't look like they're going to include community college athletes, although we don't know because the New York law is not passed yet. But Ian was talking about college athletes being able to get name, image, and likeness money. Like, and more to use the word external from external sources, not getting it from internal sources. But I want to tell you about another play on this whole sports thing. And Morty, yesterday, I was going around the office and I wanted to know what was going on. And I was going around the office and Morty not here. And, you know, like when I function through Morty. Like I whenever I'm down, I just go in his office. He just chazakas me up. And so I know it's not your term,
well,
whatever.
It's a nice term.
You also have lots of espresso together.
So anyway, I said to Morty, where were you yesterday? And he goes, didn't you know I was golfing? And so I actually want to talk to Morty about this because he can help me out. And it goes with this whole sports theme that we're doing. And we are talking about how current events impact business and real estate. That's something we do. And I know that this is golf season, correct, Morty?
It is.
So my mother, when I was a little kid, she used to tell me that I have to learn how to play golf. And just so I have a screwy family, she didn't tell me because she wanted me to be like Tiger, although I'm might even be older than Tiger, but she told me, because she goes, business people play golf. That's what they do. Business people play golf. And I've never known anyone that business people play golf. Like, I've heard that. I've actually, my stepfather, when I was growing up, would tell my mother he was going to play golf for business, but it was never for business. It was for drinking and not being around my mother. And
they got divorced.
Anyway, so Morty actually played golf for business, and I just want the rundown on how this whole goes, because Morty told me about, first of all, he told me an issue, which I want to address about females and golf, and Lauren, you're going to give us your take on this. We want to understand, but I just want to understand how this goes, because when I envision doing business, I envision a small talk conversation, one or two, get to know the person, and then you know each other. If there's a synergy, then you talk shop. But a golf game, Morty, is what, 3 hours long?
How long was it?
We were there for 5 hours yesterday.
So
we had a foursome.
Sounds naughty. So how, first of all, what's a foursome?
Not like, the reaction I was looking for.
No, but like, I imagine there's a lot of people like me that just watch TV shows and they go, the golf is the business. And I don't know what that means.
Right. So we had a foursome, which means we had two golf carts, and you're basically spending 5 hours with a person in your golf cart.
Can you switch?
So they actually
musical chairs.
So one of the people on the foursome said that we should switch after 9 holes, but I guess we were just enjoying the person's company so much that we didn't switch.
Well, how's it typically go in a business golf outing? So I guess what we're asking is, Lauren and I want to be like my mother and tell our kids they have to play golf for business. And I don't play golf. My father actually has two houses, Lauren, both on a golf course. Does not play golf. No. Like, literally, both of them on the golf course. Like, you could sit with a lounge chair and watch others play golf. He doesn't play golf. I've played golf numerous times. I would say 50 times in my life. I've been to the driving range maybe another 50 times. And I'm excited because I don't know if you saw on the highway, Top Golf just opened. And you and I are going to go there, Lauren.
Oh, really?
Where did LIE. It open?
Yeah, open on the LIE. And I don't know the town, but it's like exit 66 or something like that.
That
I'm guessing.
Looks amazing, Top Golf.
Yeah, so what's cool and why we're going to go, Lauren, is it's like Bowmore Lanes to bowling is Top Golf to golf. They've created all these different like games that you play with golfing while you're drinking. And wow, it's like a environment. It's meant for the gateway, like you and I, for the non-golfer.
Oh, for the ones who want to have a good time.
Well, I think golfers actually believe they're having a good time. But
well, let's ask Morty. Did you have a good time?
I did, other than it was like 95 degrees.
So besides the schwitzing, though, I want to go back because I really want to understand this. And I know that this isn't really a current event, but for it currently happened in your life, and it's currently season for golf, and people are dealing with golf all the time, and I always feel awkward. I want you to know, people invite me, they go, do you want to go to this outing? And I'm like, well, what are they serving for food? Can I smoke cigars? Like, I always have like a defensive mechanism where I sidestep it a little. And owners of companies have invited me before, but he said 5 hours while schwitzing trying to talk about business sounds to me like hell. So I want to understand what it is. Is mom right? Is this a business experience? Can you give me the inside?
We always talk about, Andrew, in terms of networking, it's always best to network doing something that you like to do. Like, if you go and spend 5 hours with somebody and you're just miserable and you hate golf and you're getting frustrated, probably not the best way for you to network.
No. It sounds like, so I can tell mom that because I'm not loving golf, that I'm not being a bad business person, not going golfing.
You're meant to network on a boat.
I am meant to. We'll talk about my boat in a second. Maybe I'm not anymore, but But we'll get to that. I want to really hammer this down so I'm understanding. So you get in the cart. There's two different carts, and you're doing 18 holes.
18 holes.
There's
a
front nine and a back nine.
Correct.
And a hole takes what? 10 minutes.
It depends. Some there are par threes, which are shorter, and there's par fours and fives that are longer. It depends how good the people are that you're playing with.
So besides you liking golf, and besides you being forced to hang out with three other people, what makes this business? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, it's relationship building. It's not, there's no deals signed on the 10th green, but it's relationship building. You get to know somebody better. You get to know what they do. You get to know their business. You get to know their clientele. And
interesting you say this, and I'm going to talk to Lauren about it because I think this loops to our next part of the conversation. I want to make sure I'm on the same page. Lauren likes to have couple plans a lot. That's a thing for her. She likes to make dates. And in dates, when we go out with other couples, it's always talking, drinking, eating. Those are the activities. Talking, and I like eating and drinking. And I always say back to her, and this is just me giving gender roles, very, very stereotypical, but I want to put it out there. I do better with male friends when we're doing an activity. Like if we go to the ball game, I'm happier. If we go play a sport, I'm happier. If we go to Dave and Buster's, I'm happier. You mentioned golf or boating or something like that, I'm happier. If we threw a ball at the backyard, I'm happier. But if we sit and we have to stare at each other for 5 hours, I'm miserable. And she always wants, like girls, and again, stereotyping. I know there's girls that like the activity and there's guys that like the sitting. I'm just generalizing because maybe it's just me. But she wants to have activities where we sit and we talk and we discuss our life and then someone makes a joke and then we play a little. So do you think maybe the golf is a distractor, so there's an activity so you could have a commonality that you could be discussing, and therefore it's the business is, as you said, relationship building, but the way to have the relationship is if you go to traditional male roles, back to my sexual health thing that I used to teach, men like to compete. Women like to have similarity. That's a traditional gender role. So a man, when two little boys, they've done studies, are sitting next to each other, they'll say, I can throw it faster. No, I can throw it faster. No, I can throw it faster. You see two little girls, and one goes, I can throw it. Another one goes, look, I can throw it too. And so the little girls.
It's so true when I think about my kids and their friends and watching them play. And I never like to stereotype, but it hits home.
So do you think that might be why golf is working on that level? Like, I just want to understand.
Yeah. It's, you know, there is that commonality of people who like golf, but yeah, there is a competitive nature.
So let's talk gender roles now. You told me, and
it's both.
How many percentage wise would you say were men versus women when you were just at this golf course? Fancy, swanky golf course.
It was, I think I saw maybe two women there.
Versus two men?
No, there's a lot of men there.
Like how many is a lot? 100, 150, 200?
Yeah, I would say 100.
So it was like, yeah. It was like 2% women is what we're talking about. Yeah. 1 to 2%
yeah,
women.
If that.
And so Morty has another theory though. This is where we're going to go at. We have two theories. One is my theory, which is that men can't
men
talk.
Crave competition.
We crave competition and we can't just sit and talk on nothingness or anything on an ongoing basis without the competition. Like we need something to.
Or an activity.
Sidetrack. Yeah. Any type. Well, even activity becomes competitive. That's one theory. The other theory, Lauren, is that women don't pee outside.
And I really think that's an issue.
Pee outside when you golf?
That's what we're saying.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
my God,
yesterday,
my world has
changed.
Well,
this is interesting. Yesterday, it was so hot. I must have had like 15 bottles of water. I did not have to pee once because it was so hot and I schwitzed it all out.
You schwitzed it.
Yeah.
Wait, and so just to understand, when you are out for 5 hours and you're nowhere near the bathroom, you go by a tree, you go by a hole, like what happens?
So especially the course we went to yesterday is tree lined.
And again, a very swanky course. We're not going to tell you the place and we're not going to tell you who was there because of like privacy stuff. But it was one of the nicest courses you could possibly go to. He went to.
It's one of the nicest courses on Long Island.
And I am shocked.
And all the men are taking out their schmeckulas and they're watering the trees.
Well, because there's a lot of secluded areas. So let's say you're on the tee. Next to you on the left could be like 100 trees and, you know, a private secluded area. So people
go
and they
pee together.
I personally.
It depends how good
not.
The relationship
with
is.
With your foursome, do you guys want to pee?
Well,
it's pee time.
It's not tea time.
Anybody
it's pee
has
time.
To go make
Look,
a pee pee.
I'm just getting back into my cart after hitting a punishing drive.
I like that.
And I see somebody pulling down their pants, peeing on the side.
But just to put it into context, Morty,
I didn't think that was abnormal because I played golf before.
I've went about 50 times. I'm not a golfer. But let's say you're at a hole. We're talking about for you to get to the main facility.
Clubhouse.
The clubhouse. See, I'm learning terms. To get to the main facility, the clubhouse. See, I sound smart now. To get to the clubhouse. And even on a cart, And to get back, we're talking 20 minutes.
Yeah, and the people aren't going to wait for you.
I'm having PTSD right now.
Why?
I'm remembering. I've only played golf like two or three times in my life. And when I was a kid, my dad used to ask us to go play nine holes because he knew that we couldn't do anything more.
And he knew that he didn't want to pee in the bushes and he couldn't wait 18 holes to pee.
He didn't know about this rule. And so I had to go the whole time and I never wanted to go back again because I was like, why can I go to a place and not pee?
So it's interesting. Morty and I were discussing, and this is why I wanted to bring it up. Morty and I were discussing that the big issue when you go on a golf, I said, I get invited. I kind of feel like I should go. Like, I don't hate golf. I'm not great at it, and I get frustrated with some people. And Morty was explaining that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Morty, that the big issues with golfers are, number one, do you cheat? That's a whole nother story for another day. And then number two, are you making everyone delayed? Because what happens is you have to look at golf, Lauren, as a conveyor belt. There's people before you and people behind you. Yeah. And if you're not keeping your pace, you're getting nagged from the people behind you or before you because you have to stay pace with them and ruining it not just for your foursome, but all the other foursomes. So if Morty was to go and gentlemanly drive his little cart over to the
clubhouse.
You see, I did that good. And he went to the clubhouse and he went to pee and then comes back. Option A, his whole score is going to be screwed up if they keep going forward, and then they're going to be mad that he's cheating.
Or they're just going to sit in their golf cart getting baked in the sun while everybody else is passing.
And while they're passing him, he's screwing up the game for everyone else because all the timing of everyone else gets ruined. So here's Morty's suggestion, and I thought this was important. We are very into anti-discrimination, Morty and I. It's a big thing from us. Like, we I think one of our main commonalities is that we both believe that if there's a way to make everyone have equality and equal use and enjoyment, you should do it. Like, it's just really important. And then on the flip side, if you disagree with me, you look at things like the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, just got $125 million from Walmart. So it's really inspiring when you're seeing verdicts of $125 million for discrimination to not discriminate. So here's our thought. Why don't they put little... You used the word, Morty.
Porta potties.
You said porta potties, but I know my wife will never go in a porta potty.
No.
Why don't they put little hut bathrooms around the golf course?
I have seen that in certain clubs.
Shouldn't they have to do that, though? Because aren't they, isn't this a disparate impact discrimination on, no, seriously.
No, it could
because
be.
What you're doing is you're creating a secondary effect that's adverse to women over
it
men.
Because a woman's not going to squat in the woods. And a woman doesn't want to play if they know that a man that's playing with them is going to go pee right in front of them.
And they also don't want to go if they also don't want to be the one that's going to go to the clubhouse, make the men wait 20 minutes, then feel uncomfortable and ostracized in this business meeting that they're supposed to have while they're doing business.
I'm blown away right now because I haven't even cognitively thought about my issue with golf. And there it is. There it is.
So I know we didn't get into the substance right now,
it's
but
very substantial.
Well, no, it was something that was really, I know it's not legal and stuff, but it's an issue in business. And I want you to know it's an issue. I'm fine. Like, I should just learn how to golf. No, no, but I think
you'll pee in the woods.
I'd pee right here, Morty. I don't care. I'm competitive. I will show you my stream could go further than your stream. So here's the thing.
This is why women don't want to play golf with men.
So the thought is, though,
I am not going to have an advanced business opportunity because I don't pee as far as you.
But I think that the golf courses need to do something about this because we need to get women to be more welcome to the golfing experience because there's business going on there and that's creating a glass ceiling for women because you're making business and they're not. So let's think about that. We'll be right back on the Leapcast.
Find us on social media at Listen to Leap or visit listentoleap.com.